What's some other sort of popular culture memories from the era? Were you old enough to remember, say, when you mentioned Liberace, about popular music? Like, did Elvis
Oh yeah,
appear on the
Elvis.
scene?
Elvis was really popular. That was the days when all that, soul music came out, and I mean, that classic music's still alive now, and kids love it now. When you turn on the radio, you can, you feel like at home because all these teenagers still love that classic rock, right? But
And the British invasion, did you hear about that?
And then now with all the big bands coming back, like Paul McCartney coming into town, and thinking of seeing Ed Sullivan. Ed Sullivan was one of the shows that my dad watched regularly, and seeing the Beatles come on to Ed Sullivan, and all the bands that got discovered, all appeared on those shows.
Were there any local bands? You remember in high school, were there any of your friends
Well,
trying to
we
form a
had,
band?
yeah, we did. There was a lot of, well, even some of our high school friends now still are performers. But I was on student council, so I used to have the privilege of auditioning all these bands for
Oh,
the student
really? Yeah.
dances. Yeah. So I got to hear the Soul Review and some of those bands that were local.
Were they Burnaby based?
Yeah, they were
Yeah.
Burnaby bands.
Were they good?
Yeah, they were. I mean, they made it past, just performing locally. They did actually record some of them, and yeah.
I got into something a little bit different than the bands, but I got it sort of into something that's, I don't know just how popular it still is, but I got into cars a little bit,
Right.
and I had I think I was only about 13 when a friend took me down into the States to a big drag race, and I just absolutely loved it, and I sort of got into that up here. It used to be a popular thing in even up in Burnaby. They used to find streets that
Yes, Gillardy Way.
Gillardy Way
That would have
was
been brand new, I guess.
Gillardy Way when it was brand new. They'd get guys at one end and guys at the other. And I'm telling you, there was, I don't know how the word would get out, but the place would be packed with cars, and I can remember some of the most fantastic cars that would drag race on that street, and then the word would get out, cops coming, and everybody would take off fast.
Wouldn't be your dad, would
And no,
it?
he'd be home, but it. There was no other streets that would be off it. It would just be just that
One
one
strip.
street, and it was just perfect because it was just a nice long stretch, and they'd be make sure that there's long before anybody would come down from the bottom, everybody was clear, and they'd have it marked off for the quarter mile, and they
Sounds
had.
like some of those classic movies,
Yes,
it was
it's
just
like
like that.
Greece and all those
It just, and I mean, it was perfect, but none of those other streets coming off it like they are now. It was your perfect quarter mile, but unfortunately, it's not anymore.
No, you
And
want to
that's
do
when
that
they
now.
started having the muscle cars come out too, right?
Yeah, and boy, there was some stuff. They were beautiful cars.
Those cars are classic, even today. I
But I
think.
remember one time even down in Vancouver, two of these, the most fanciest cars I ever saw, and the cops came along and they said, "Hold it, we want to see this ourselves." But one of the cars broke. However, but that's one thing I really got into was the cars.
See, another sort of big feature, I wonder if it touched your lives at all. Cold War concerns. Did you? I've seen courses advertised for civil defense courses in the 50s, late 50s. Was that something that ever came up in school? Did anyone ever say what to do if an atomic bomb was dropped on Vancouver? Was there any?
No, I think that, our parents went through so much with the war, and I didn't think that they ever really wanted to talk about it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we studied history, but we didn't really talk a lot about.
So now, I mean, people have earthquake preparedness. So that never came. I mean, City Hall had a civil defense room in the 1950s. Not sure what they did there.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a interesting thing that you mentioned that, because my dad, he gave me all his memorabilia from the Second World War that he had. He was on the corvettes in the North Atlantic.
Oh.
And Julie and I are this morning were looking at pictures of him, of the ships that he was on, and he had all his like rings and stuff from in the Navy, and I was never really interested in it, but it was all left to me. But my son is very interested in it, and he really really wants it, but to us it really never meant anything. We never talked about it, never thought about it, but it seems more to the kids nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
It means more to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, maybe it's more because of the more of the wars nowadays. There seems more of it now than there was in our age.
Mm-hmm. Even though you grew up with veterans all around you.
Yeah, veterans all around us, but in the 60s there wasn't really much in the way of any fighting going on.
Well,
but
there was Vietnam.
There was Vietnam, yeah.
But
we were too old for Vietnam.
Yeah, that's true. But there wasn't that kind of media awareness like kids have now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they can see YouTube videos and they can get, you know, instantaneous, you know, video clips of what's happening in the world. I mean, I think that unless we watched the news or read the paper, and sometimes that wasn't even really true,
going
on.
And I mean, with Vietnam, a lot of the times there was protesting it.
Yes, it was a protest more than the actual what was happening there.
Yeah.
You know, to get the news out to the world and make it timely, it was really difficult in those days. So I think that we were quite ignorant a lot of times of what was going on. But the kids nowadays really shouldn't be. They should be on top of what's...
So Cuban Missile Crisis, again, that's something that really came up at the time. Or how about when Sputnik was launched? I mean,
that was a little bit earlier.
Although I was always very interested in the...
Space development,
yeah.
when the man walked on the moon.
That was always very interested, you know. I loved that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the space exploration was more something that I was more aware of than actually what was going on as far as the politics and the different Cold Wars,
mm-hmm.
should you say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then we did have communism. We lived through that, I guess, the whole communist takeover in China and that kind of thing, right? So, but even so, I think I'm more aware of that history now, having been to China.
So your parents weren't keeping up
on
that and chatting?
You know, like, my parents had no desire to go back to China. My grandparents never talked about what happened in China. You know, as an adult, I want to look back, and I have looked up our family roots there and gone to the hometown and try to rediscover some of my family history, and so that my children can be more aware of what actually went on and what life would have been like living in China.
Yeah.
And,
so last year we went back to China.
Mm-hmm, we went back to China and lived. I lived there for 6 months, actually, and taught there. But got to try to know a little bit about the culture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.